Uploading.
Three, two, one.
Winner! Well, welcome along, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, to Backstage Banter. Now, if you've never been here before and this is your first time, welcome. Great to have you on board, the Jolly Roger.
Jolly?
Well, it's a jolly podcast, so I was just trying to figure
out. Who's Roger?
Roger's.
I have an uncle called Roger.
You do have an uncle called Roger.
It's Jolly Roger.
He's
Jolly
great.
Roger. Anyway, if it's your first time here, make sure you go back and listen to the other podcasts so you don't miss a thing. Roll call, quick roll call. Ooh. Harry's here.
And Lisa's also here.
And Nicole is here.
Oh, I'm
fantastic.
So glad you're here, Nicole.
What a good crew. What a good crew.
Fun time.
Speaking of crew, there has been more spaceships, rockets with crew, people inside, shooting it up into space because they're getting ready to go to Mars.
Oh.
Like recently, you mean?
Yeah, like within the last year.
Using the same spaceship as they used to go to the moon, I'm pretty sure.
Different spaceship?
No, surely not. Okay, guys, I went
Tell
to
us.
NASA. And
you've been to NASA?
I went to NASA.
When did you do this?
I went a couple of years ago, walked around some spaceships, walked around the training centers. It was amazing.
Wait.
Maybe my facts are wrong because it's been a couple of years getting old, you
Here's
know.
Here's my Texas accent. Well, great to see you, little lady.
Not too bad.
You sound a little bit like Terry's TikTok tips. Top 10 tips guy.
What a, he's a guy. You should check him out on YouTube if you haven't seen him.
He's good.
He's a lad.
He's funny.
He gives you really good tech tips.
He does.
And he's got a really filthy moustache.
He does. That changes.
Nasty. Yeah.
But back to NASA.
Yeah.
Because the guys who I'm talking about are from NASA.
Oh, okay. Must be different then.
Tell us about NASA.
Okay. So NASA, I'm pretty sure. So they were they had gone to the moon and they were revamping their spaceship and they were like, we're going to go to Mars in 20, it was either 2021 or 2022. So I really should check up all these facts.
We're quite close to that.
Yeah. Though. I'm like, wow.
Wait, I wonder if it's happened.
Yeah, I know.
There's that.
Catch up.
One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Yes.
Oh my what gosh, it's like I was there.
What would be the
fit? So
Thank you.
Amazing.
Would you like fries on the moon?
yes, I 100% would like fries.
I think if I went to the moon, I'd want to eat fries.
Okay, if you were going to the moon,
yeah,
and you had one food you could eat, one thing you could take with you and eat
for
the entire time.
Okay.
It's the one thing.
And
what
like,
would it be?
Okay, I've got some questions. Like, does it come in a pouch, or is it just any kind of?
Surely
food?
Any.
Well, like, it's anything.
Like a meal or just one food. Like
assuming it doesn't
apples
go,
or
so
pizza.
You would take this on the moon and you would have it on the moon and on your journey,
yep.
And it would never go off. It was served perfectly, like in its prime. So say, for example, you said a Big Mac. Every time you had that Big Mac, so it'd be like every mealtime, anytime you were hungry, there'd be Big Macs available for you.
Yeah.
And it was hot, the perfect amount of Big Mac sauce,
Sounds
cheese.
Sounds like a magic Big Mac.
And do I still get fat from Big Macs?
Yeah, you would. Even though you're lighter
on the moon. But hypothetically.
No. Zero gravity, bro.
But I think that still the food that goes in your body will still affect your body.
Nope.
I'm having KFC Wicked Wings.
KFC Wicked Wings, that's your meal
but like
choice.
A meal. Like, can I have like Wicked Wing meal?
Like a box.
Snack box? Yeah. Is that okay? I'll take it.
What do you reckon? Oh, okay. I would probably take a burrito.
Burrito.
Burrito, because like it's a delicious Mexican food in a wrap.
Okay.
And it's just a good mix of vegetables and meat and sauce and wraps. And I just love wraps.
I think I'm taking chicken nuggets.
Nuggets.
Wow, I thought you were going to say chicken pesto pasta, because I know you really like it.
I do love chicken pesto pasta.
I reckon that might be your favourite meal.
Lovely meal, but I'm taking nuggies.
Okay.
Nuggies are the best.
Okay.
I love nuggies.
Real question, have you guys ever tried freeze-dried ice cream? Come on.
Sorry.
Freeze-dried ice cream.
Excuse me?
It's what the astronauts take to space.
Okay, no, sorry.
What
stop.
Even is freeze-dried?
You know that ice cream, all ice cream is freeze dried.
No.
It's
like
frozen.
It's become like dry, like
it
a
is?
Powdery thing.
Oh!
Yes!
Okay.
That is wild.
What flavour?
It's like you can get cookies and cream, and I only tried that one, but I think you can get chocolate too.
Is this when you went to NASA?
Yeah.
Did you try some?
I tried some. It was weird. It tasted like ice cream, but it was like.
So weird.
It was like biting into this powdery duster.
Whoa.
Wild.
Just
amazing.
I prefer ice cream, but hey, the astronauts don't get that luxury.
Does that mean that you would have to have freeze-dried nuggies, Harry?
Ooh.
I think I would be interested to know. So do you add water to it?
No, you just eat it like that. But nuggets, you would probably they'd let you microwave. Can't microwave ice cream, you know?
You True. Can. You can microwave ice cream.
It's ice cream
warm,
drink.
Mushy gloop.
It would be a cream drink because it's not even icy anymore.
Do you reckon True. That if the three of us, okay, if the three of us, oh, no. how long do you reckon we could last in space for together?
We're just stuck together.
Oh, mate. I think no, you like, two would be
just
fine.
Just orbiting the planet. Just going round and round the galaxy.
Whoa.
Do you get How many to days? Call your family?
Do I get to go home ever?
Well, you get to go home when you're like, I've had enough. I've had enough of you guys. I'm going home.
2 weeks, I reckon, because I'll miss my family.
Yeah, I think so too.
2 weeks.
Yeah, I'd miss like a nature. Holiday.
Honestly, I don't even know if I'd last 3 days.
And like real oxygen.
I don't know if I would last like 3 days. Because you know like in spaceships, they do wheeze. And then they drink the water.
No, they
the
don't. They That's not a thing.
They do.
No, they do.
I actually don't. I
Isn't that right, NASA
know.
Lady?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I would change I don't the subject a little bit because that is stressing me out.
No, but that's what they do.
That's just crazy. I don't even want to know about it.
Hey, if Bear Grylls does it on Earth, astronauts can do it in space.
Yeah, look, I'd just rather find like some river in space and drink from there.
And 2 weeks, river. We can space stock river. Up on water. All
yeah,
good.
Hold out. 2 weeks all of water. Good. That's you only need really like 2.5 liters of drink a day. Yeah.
Chuck it in
That's
the spaceship.
A lot of water.
All good.
Yeah, it's like, a heavy, heavy spaceship. For 14 days, it's a long
it's
time.
It's going to the moon. It has to be strong.
Do you know how thin those spaceships were?
Plus, once you're in space, the water won't weigh as much because it's just...
You've used my logic
it's
there.
It's true. Hey, but real question though, NASA, N-A-S-A.
Yes.
What does it actually stand for?
Naughty American Space Americans.
I don't think so. But I feel like it's National American Space Agency.
Not the tee up for your own answer.
Space. No, no, I'm just guessing. I have no idea.
I don't either. I reckon the S should 100% stand for space.
I think it's Surely. Nutty Americans, Space Americans.
What? Are some not all Americans are nutty, though.
But
is
they
it
are
just
in space?
The space ones? No, I just, yeah, I mean,
no, I think you're right. I think it is the National Agency Space Agency. National American Space Agency.
The A's well, are probably different words.
Yeah, yeah. A could also have astronaut. Astronomical.
Ooh. Okay, make
Astrophysics.
A guess. Astrophysics. Make a guess, Nicole. N-A-S-A.
Okay, I'm going for national.
Mm-hmm. Is it?
Astronomical.
Mm-hmm.
Space. I guess I have to go with agency. I don't have another A word. I was like, I need
a
another
is
one.
Agency. It's got to be agency.
Okay, real quick, real quick,
or
real quick,
association.
real quick. Is it NASA or NASA?
Oh, come on now.
I think it's NASA.
No, it is. Tries to
now officially it is called NASA.
Harry's trying to be bougie.
Okay. Well, okay. So what have we learned today, guys?
Ooh.
We've learned that people are going to Mars.
People are going to Mars.
Yep.
Harry doesn't know how to spell or say NASA.
No, it's NASA.
Yep.
What else have we learned? We've learned that you can freeze dry ice cream into powder.
Yep.
It's actually crazy.
We've also learned
try it sometime.
That the best thing to take into space if you're going to eat something is chicken nuggets.
Or just chicken, because all That's of us had chicken, right?
Chicken's
burrito,
good.
Burrito, chicken burrito.
KFC, chicken. Chicken's the winner on the day. Space chicken.
Great.
Anyway, thanks for joining us here on the podcast, Backstage Banter. It's been great to have you here today. Make sure you check out the other podcasts. Brush your teeth, and as my English teacher strangely always used to say, wash behind your ears.
Very good.
Catch you later.
See ya. Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Backstage Banter podcast. If you like what you've heard and want some more, listen to all the other episodes from Arise Kids. If you're a parent and want to stay up to date with all the cool things happening from Arise Kids, follow us on Instagram. Simply search Arise Kids and give us a follow. We're also on YouTube. Simply search Arise Kids TV, like and subscribe, and you'll never miss a thing.